it's 3 o'clock. Yeah,
gentlemen, let's have a meeting.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Abbott, are we good to go? Thank you. We'll call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Abbott, any changes, sir?
Mr. Wheatley, item number three under other business was removed this morning.
Okay, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as corrected.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as corrected. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is old business. First item of old business is subdivision 2003-55 Derrickson Landing Associates, Hickory Manor 2 as a final.
This is the final record plan for an 18-lot subdivision. Commission granted preliminary approval for 19 lots on April 14th of 2005. The final plan's been reduced by one lot. It meets the requirements of the subdivision code, complies with the conditions of approval, and we received all agency approvals.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Smith.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2003-55, applicant Derrickson Landing Associates, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2003-55, Derrickson Landing Associates, Hickory Manor 2 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2004-45, Dagsboro Branch LLC, Dagsboro Woods as a final.
This is the final record plan for a 10-lot subdivision. Commission granted preliminary approval for 10 lots September 22nd of 2005. The final plan's the same as the preliminary, meets the requirements of the subdivision code, complies with all the conditions of approval, and we've received all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2004-45, applicant Dagsboro Branch LLC, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2004-45, Dagsboro Branch LLC, Dagsboro Woods as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is other business. First item under other business is Refuge Plaza East.
A site plan for a mini storage facility. Proposing 56,200 square feet storage area with nine buildings. There's a separate 1,027 square foot office building. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. The five conditions of approval are referenced on the site plan. It's zoned AR1 and contains 4.5 acres. The front portion of the site is zoned commercial. It contains 11.28 acres. There's 35,669 square feet of retail area, a 4,950 square foot restaurant, and a 5,027 square foot office space proposed. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. 252 parking spaces are required. 254 are provided. Sussex County will provide central sewer. Central water's available to the site. We've received all agency approvals and site plan suitable for final approval.
All right, sir.
And that entrance is off Gray's Lane, down that side.
The entrance is by the existing car wash.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1487, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve Refuge Plaza East conditional use 1487 site plan on Route 54 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Moore Disposal Incorporated conditional use number 1530 site plan on Route 24.
This is a site plan for a trash disposal business. It's located on 2.94 acres. A site zoned AR1, the conditional use was approved August 10th of 2004. The commission granted a 1-year time extension on November 9th of last year. 2,400-square-foot office building, a one-story, 9,900-square-foot garage, and two 1,800-square-foot sheds. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 57 parking spaces are provided. The site plan complies with the conditions of approval. The project will have on-site septic and well. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approval.
And Mr. Shane, it appears as though they're not requesting any waiver of the front yard setback.
That's correct.
Somebody listened.
They're starting to.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 1530 site plan on Route 24 for Moore Disposal, Inc., I recommend preliminary approval, and that final approval will be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Moore Disposal, Inc., conditional use 1530 site plan on Route 24. As a preliminary, with the final approval being done by the staff over the counter upon receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is the preserves at Jefferson Creek, MRRPC, change of zone, 1557, final record plan on Road 363.
This is the final record plan for a 138-unit residential plan community. The commission granted preliminary approval August 11th of last year. The final plan is the same as a preliminary, meets the requirements of the subdivision and zoning ordinances, complies with the conditions of approval, and we've received all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone number 1557, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preserves at Jefferson Creek, MRRPC, change of zone 1557 on Road 363, final record plan with the as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. The next item is Rehoboth Crossing, final multifamily site plan on Route 1.
The final site plan for a 147-unit multifamily project. It contains 12.31 acres, zoned commercial. Preliminary approval May 27th of 2004 for 147 units. Plan is the same as a preliminary plan. Meets the requirements of the zoning ordinance, and we received all agency approvals. This was the site that formerly had the Ames.
And Mr. Abbott, could you explain to me this existing overflow parking from the Outback Steakhouse? Was that parking for this complex, or is that?
That's for the Outback Steakhouse.
So that's not part of this? Okay. I wasn't sure if we were getting into the shared parking yet or not. Mr. Chairman, concerning Rehoboth Crossing, multifamily site plan on Route 1. I move that we approve this as a final.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve Rehoboth Crossing multifamily site plan on Route 1 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Epworth Methodist Church preliminary site plan on Road 271.
It's a site plan for a one-story, 47,700-square-foot church. Located on 8.19 acres. Site is zoned AR1. The proposed height of the church is 41 feet. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 253 parking spaces are required. 275 have been provided. There aren't any wetlands on the site. The site's not located within a flood zone. The county will provide central sewer. And the city of Rehoboth will provide central water to the site. If you do grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Epworth Methodist Church preliminary site plan on Road 271, my recommendation is for preliminary approval, and that final approval would be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Epworth Methodist Church preliminary site plan on Road 271 as a preliminary with final approval to be done by the staff upon receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Super Clean Power Washing, conditional use 1625, site plan on Road 275A.
This is a site plan for a power washing equipment, landscaping supplies, and land clearing equipment located on 3.16 acres. The council approved the conditional use December 13th of last year with 9 conditions. All those conditions are referenced on the site plan. Mr. Connors is proposing a 2,736 square foot storage building. Setbacks meet requirements of the zoning code. If you recall, one of the stipulations was it had to be a minimum setback of 200 feet. He's provided that. Proposing on-site septic and well, and if you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Super Clean Power Washing, conditional use number 1625, site plan on Road 285A, my recommendation is for preliminary approval, and that final approval is to be subject to the agency receiving, to the staff receiving all agency approvals. Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Super Clean Power Washing, conditional use 1625, site plan on Road 275A as a preliminary with final approval by the staff upon receipt of all their permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Coverdale Property Commercial Site Plan on Route 1.
A commercial site plan for a 4,789 square foot contractor storage facility located on 9/10 of an acre. The site is zoned commercial. It was rezoned by the county council on December 13th of last year. There's also an existing dwelling located on the site. 3 parking spaces have been provided. They are located within the front yard setback and will need a waiver from the commission if it's going to be used as a office. If it's going to stay as a resident, you don't need to waive the parking. The interior driveway and parking spaces are proposed to be gravel. Site has on-site septic and well. There aren't any wetlands on the site, and it's not located in a flood zone. And if you grant preliminary approval, final will be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
What are the 3 parking spots? That just these ones up front here that are in question if it stays residence?
It wouldn't be a problem if it stays a single family residence. The engineers here, I don't know if they're going to convert it to an office or if it's going to stay as a residence.
We can find out, although I don't know that it matters a whole lot, but we'll find out. Mr. Christian Berry, would you like to come chat with us for a minute, please? Of course, he might be charging by the word. I think the question is, very simply, is it going to be an office or a dwelling, or both?
Right now, it's just proposed to stay a residence. He does have an interest in the possibility of converting it to an office in the future.
So you would like to have a waiver if the
commission. The commission's agreeable, yes.
Okay. This one doesn't bother me too much. But it might bother you.
I saw you looking this way.
I'm only one. Yeah, it's already there is the thing. And you're going to have the parking spaces there no matter what, sounds like to me.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we grant preliminary approval of the commercial site plan pending all agencies' approval and a waiver be granted for the 3 parkings for whether it stays dwelling or business.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the commercial site plan on Route 1 for Coverdale Properties and to grant the waiver for the parking spaces. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Mr. Abbott, was this a preliminary or a final or neither one?
Or both.
The one we just did?
Yeah.
That was a preliminary.
Preliminary.
Okay, the preliminary. Did you want to
I granted preliminary approval, right?
Yeah, do you want to see it again?
No.
All agents might want to amend your motion to because I did not say that when I read it in.
Final approval be subject to the staff.
I'd like to amend the motion that final approval be subject to staff receiving all agency approvals.
Okay, and
Second Amendment.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the Coverdale property commercial site plan as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff upon receipt of all other permits. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. I beg your pardon for letting that get by me. Next item is Max Seafood commercial site plan on Route 24.
This is a commercial site plan for a carryout seafood retail store. It's located on a little bit more than an acre. Site is zoned B1. The existing structure on the site is non-conforming. It was built prior to the property being rezoned. It will remain. 5 parking spaces are required. 9 have been provided. 5 spaces are partially located within the front yard setback. They would need a waiver from the commission. Once again, the interior driveway and parking area for this site would be gravel. On-site septic and well are proposed. There aren't any wetlands on the site. It's not located in a flood zone. And if you grant preliminary approval, final could be, or no, I'm sorry, we have all agency approvals already.
Okay. So it could be as a final?
This could be as a final, yes.
Okay. And those spaces already exist?
Most of the parking exists
there
and
the only improvement left for the site is the entrance. Yeah. Everything else is
Mr.
There.
Christianberry, the tape won't recognize you. I have to ask you to introduce yourself again, please. I'm sorry.
Ken Christianberry, Acme Engineering.
Thank you. Now, you say the spaces are already there or for the
Everything's
most part?
In except for the entrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's pre-existing, predating zoning.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Max Seafood commercial site plan, is this being submitted as a final or?
A final,
yes.
Everything's
okay. In. I recommend approval as a final as submitted.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve Max Seafood commercial site plan on Route 24 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC signage and landscape features on Route 54.
This is a request to permit 12 subdivision and or village identifying signs. They were also proposing a brick wall along the main boulevard into the project. In some areas that exceeded the 3.5 feet, the height requirement. They're also proposing a 25-foot tall ornamental tower feature. If you recall, there's no access to the inside of it. It's basically a landmark. The developers are requesting that they be able to utilize the design ingenuity clause of the RPC ordinance. The brick walls will have street lighting and urns and flower pots, and deferred this item on April 13th meeting.
Mr. Smith, did you have adequate time to go back and take a look?
I did, yes, and thanks to members of the commission for granting that deferral. I did meet with Doug Brown, the Director of Land Development, John Lightgeb, the project manager, and they had put me in touch with their site superintendent who'd laid out the project, spray-painted where it would be, and I was satisfied that all of these improvements would be outside the right-of-ways of Route 54 and probably will help to enhance that intersection that they're coming up with. With that said, my motion for item 10 on the agenda, Americana Bayside, is for approval of the design ingenuity clause request by the applicant to permit 12 subdivision or village identifying signs, brick walls that exceed the 3.5 foot height requirement and the 25 foot tall ornamental feature.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve Americana Bayside MRRPC signage and landscape features as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Village J final record plan.
This is a final record plan for 75,526 square feet of commercial area. The preliminary plan was approved for 72,000 square feet, which was formerly known as Phase 1C. The approved ordinance permits up to 170,000 square feet, so they're substantially under what's permitted. The site plan meets the requirements of the zoning ordinance, and we've received all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding item 11 on the agenda, applicant Americana Bayside MRRPC, my motion is for approval of Village J as a final.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Americana Bayside MRRPC Village J final record plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC preliminary site plan phase 12.
This is the preliminary site plan for 49 units. 39 multifamily units within six buildings are proposed. They're proposing 10 village home lots. The preliminary plan is the same as an approved master plan, and it's suitable for preliminary approval. Final approval would have to come back to the commission since it's an RP series 5.
Final approval would have to be what?
Has to come back.
Because it's a residential plan community?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the applicant Americana Bayside MRRPC, my motion is for approval as a preliminary.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve Americana Bayside MRRPC preliminary site plan for phase 12 as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC preliminary site plan phase 13.
The preliminary plan for 84 units. There are two 30-unit buildings proposed and two 12-unit buildings. Preliminary plan is the same as the master plan. It's suitable for preliminary approval. We've also had to come back to the commission for funds.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Americana Bayside applicant, phase 13. My motion is for approval as a preliminary.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Americana Bayside MRRPC preliminary site plan for phase 13 as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Route 24 self-storage conditional use 1602 time extension.
This is a request for a 1-year time extension. Conditional use was approved April 26th of last year. The commission granted preliminary site plan approval March 1st of this year. We received the request prior to the expiration date. This was the first agenda it could be on. If you do grant an extension, it would be retroactive to the anniversary date of approval.
So the retroactive, Mr. Abbott, making it retroactive will be back to
April 26th.
Of 06?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning Route 24 self-storage conditional use number 1602, time extension request, I move that we grant this first time extension request and that it be made retroactive to April 26th of 2006.
How long?
For 1 year.
Second. Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a 1-year time extension for conditional use 1602 Route 24 self-storage. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Jeff Wagner, parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 294.
This is a request to create a 50-foot right-of-way over an existing dirt road that would serve as access to a 5-acre parcel. Where the 5-acre parcel would be located, there's an existing commercial greenhouse operation that will continue to operate, and dirt road currently exists. I don't know if any are familiar with it. If you go out here, go to Gravel Hill, go south. Once you get across a railroad track, you take a left, the first left, and just follow that road. It winds all around. Jeff's probably been there good 12, 15 years now, I would say.
There's a little cottage further back in the woods, and road comes back to Route 9 there at the rise in the road.
I think it does.
Yeah.
How are they accessing the parcel now?
Off of the main road frontage. The grandfather is giving Jeff the parcel where he has his commercial greenhouse.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning Jeff Wagner's request to create a 50-foot right-of-way over an existing dirt road, I move that we grant this approval. We grant this request.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 294 for Jeff Wagner. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Donna Wilkerson, 2 lots and 50-foot easement on Road 348.
This is a request to create 2 lots with access from a 50-foot easement. Each parcel will contain 1.18 acres. The 50-foot easement would also serve as access to parcel 149 on the tax map that we sent or just passed down. That's currently a landlocked parcel, and Lawrence or I would be able to approve any width of a right-of-way to that parcel since it was landlocked and created prior to zoning. And under the old policy of the 3 lots, this would be the maximum of 3 lots with access off that right-of-way.
Do we need to clear up any question of the maintenance of that easement, or is that just a given?
Well, if you approve it, when we write the letter, mm-hmm. saying that it's approved, one of the stipulations that I put on in that letter is the surveyor has a note who's going to be responsible for the maintenance.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, regarding the request of Donna Wilkerson to create 2 lots, 50-foot easement west of Road 348. My motion is for approval. If approved, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision of the property would require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve 2 lots and 50-foot easement on Road 348 for Donna Wilkerson. With the stipulation that any further subdivision will be the subject of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item is Frank J. Ross, parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 66.
This is a request to create a 1.76 acre parcel with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The owner's proposing to create the right-of-way over an existing dirt road. The 1.76 acre parcel currently has 2 dwellings located on it, and on the surveyor's note, they noted that the one to the rear of the site will be raised, so it'll be removed from the property.
So there just will be 1 dwelling on there then?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Frank J. Ross, parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 66.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 66 for Frank J. Ross. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is Robert Reed, lot on existing road on Road 321.
This is a request to create a 1-acre lot that would have access off an existing 50-foot right-of-way, and under the old policy, it would be the third lot having access from that right-of-way. Any further subdivision would require a public hearing.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Robert Reed, lot on existing road on Road 321, and any further subdivision would be subject to a public hearing.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a lot on an existing road on Road 321 for Robert Reed, with the understanding that any further subdivision shall be the subject of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Carried. Our next item is the preserves at Irons Landing, MRRPC recreational area site plan on Road 348.
This is the recreational area site plan for the preserves at Iron Landing. It received final approval within the last 2 months. They're proposing a swimming pool, pool house, top lot, a putting greens, horseshoe pit, bocce ball court, and gazebo. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance and the site plan. Where this was an RPC, they had their front yard setback was 20 feet, so everything is within that. And the only agency approval that we would need for this project is the fire marshal for the pool house building, and we received that, so it could be as a final.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the applicant, preserves at Iron Landing, MRRPC, request for final site plan. My motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve preserves at Iron's Landing, MRRPC, recreational area site plan on Road 348 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is Langford Jones property, 2 parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 54, Route 54.
This is a request to subdivide an 18.46-acre parcel into a 12.51 and 5.44-acre tract. The rear parcel would have access from a 50-foot public access easement. The 12.51-acre parcel zoned HR, the 5.44-acre parcel zoned commercial. This project was recently rezoned by the council a couple months ago. The preliminary site plan showed the easement on the plans that went through the public hearing, and individual site plans will be coming in the future for each project.
So all we're acting on is the subdivision, correct? The parcel.
The easement, yes.
And the, because they've received their change of zoning.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the applicant, Lankford Jones property, 2 parcels and 50-foot right-of-way, my motion is for approval of that subdivision into 2 parcels and 50-foot public access easement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve 2 parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Route 54 on the Langford Jones property. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order this afternoon?
Do you want to pick the date for special meeting?
I think that's a good idea. The regular meetings in June are when?
The 8th and 22nd. June, usually we have them the first Wednesday of
each
month.
And the date of that is? It
would be June the 7th, but the council chambers are reserved for interviewing the prospective
landlords. The regular meetings are when?
The 8th and 22nd.
So we could do the 15th, or the 14th, rather.
15th or
remember one month, I think it was back in November, you did it at the end of the month. So you could do the 31st or the 14th.
There's only 30 days in June.
31st of May.
Oh, May, yeah.
They're both, both of those dates are open.
31st or the 14th?
Due to 31st, it won't be a bad agenda.
I like the 31st.
Due to the 31st, it won't be a bad agenda.
Not be a bad one.
Well, will not or will be?
Will not.
Okay, I'm sort of partial to the 31st myself.
I'd like to stay as far away from 4th of July as possible.
I think that's wise.
31st would be, Memorial Monday is the 29th.
29th.
If anybody wants to look at that.
May 31st. That's fine, man. Sounds like a plan. May 31st?
3 o'clock.
So ordered. 3 o'clock, right here.
And that will be our June meeting?
Yes. That actually will be the extra meeting for June, so you end up with 4 meetings in May.
Yeah.
It'd be worse.
May 31st?
May 31st. Any other business, gentlemen?
And then what do we have for June? June 8th and 22nd?
8th and 22nd, and then...
At 6. Yeah.
When do we start meetings about the change in the land use plan?
Not yet a while. Fall, if be the earliest.
That's what interviews they have on the June the 7th.
Okay, that's where the consultants are coming in, applying?
Yes.
Probably fall before I start coming in.
Probably September or...
Yeah. Now, do we have extra meetings already scheduled in June and July and August then for any of this other stuff going on or no? We just have the 2 regular meetings right now.
Regular meetings.
Okay. So really, what we're gonna end up is we're gonna end up with 2 meetings in June, because we won't really have another extra meeting in June. So the first extra meeting will be...
31st.
May 31st, and then we won't have another extra meeting until July. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen? We'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
So ordered. We're adjourned.